Welcome to Manchester United Daily, your go-to source for all the latest from Old Trafford. I'm your host, Alex, and in today's episode, we dive into the swirling mix of ambition and challenge that has gripped the Theatre of Dreams. In trying times at Old Trafford, the spotlight turns to the man at the helm, Erik ten Hag. Since departing Ajax to take charge in Manchester, the fearless Dutchman has faced immense pressure. Ten Hag, armed with an ethos of technical finesse and disciplined rigour, aimed to resurrect the Red Devils to their former glory. However, the journey has been a hard one, with Manchester United battling for one of the sought-after Champions League places. Despite a debut season that promised progression, the current campaign paints an altogether different portrait. Recent draws against Liverpool and Bournemouth have further accentuated the divide between expectations and reality. Placing seventh in the Premier League is a bitter pill to swallow, and the discontent is felt amongst fans and the media alike. The club's ownership transition, marked by Sir Jim Ratcliffe's emergence as a guiding influence, has only amplified the narrative of change. The introduction of figures like Dan Ashworth and the revered Sir David Brailsford signals a reshaping of the off-field squad, which undoubtedly trickles down to the managerial position. Former England goalkeeper and now a pundit, Paul Robinson, referred to the Bournemouth stalemate as the nail in the coffin for Ten Hag. He emphasised that under Ratcliffe's stewardship, there is a desire for a revolution, which includes strategising a future potentially without Ten Hag. An air of inevitability surrounds Old Trafford concerning the manager's future. It is of essence for Ten Hag to orchestrate an 11th-hour revival and to showcase to the board that he is the man to navigate United through these trying times. What remains crystal clear, amid the challenges and the calls for steadiness, is Ratcliffe's pursuit of a brighter future for United. His expectations of the club are no secret. A return to European preeminence is paramount. The only question is, will Ten Hag be the visionary to align Ratcliffe's ambitions with Manchester United's legendary history, or will a new chapter commence come season's end? Only time will tell. In recent matches, Manchester United's on-field performances have drawn scrutiny, with the team enduring a mixed bag of results. The resilience to salvage points has been evident, exemplified by Bruno Fernandes's clutch contributions in crucial moments. Fernandes has consistently emerged as a key figure, fueling the United engine with his energy and vigour, his passion sometimes boiling over into open displays of frustration towards teammates, yet at times propelling his performances to greater heights. United's captaincy appears to add an extra layer of responsibility to his shoulders, often driving him to be the difference maker in tight fixtures. Defensive concerns remain a talking point. Despite Harry Maguire and the youthful Kobbie Mainoo showing signs of reliability, overall, it's been a challenging period for the backline. Micah Richards, speaking on BBC's Match of the Day, conveyed astonishment at Manchester United's defensive organisation, specifically pointing out the disjointed performance from the right side of the defence against Bournemouth. The spotlight shone intensely on Diogo Dalot, whose positioning at critical moments came under fierce criticism. Dalot, who has enjoyed a generally positive season, found himself caught out of position as the team conceded twice against Bournemouth, with his movements both on and off the field raising questions. It's clear that consistency remains an area for improvement, something that Erik ten Hag will be keen to address as he aspires to solidify the defence. On the wings, the likes of Alejandro Garnacho have demonstrated flashes of brilliance, yet consistency eludes them too. In the Bournemouth draw, Dalot's compatriot was substituted off at half-time, a decision that later stirred controversy due to Garnacho's reaction on social media. These incidents not only surface questions regarding individual performances, but also point towards broader team dynamics at play. The barometer of a team's success often rests with their ability to function as a unit, rather than rely solely on individual excellence. While Manchester United stars have shown they can rise to the occasion, the need for a more unified approach is paramount as the team aims to climb the ranks and regain their standing as formidable contenders in the league. As we dive deeper into Manchester United's dynamic narrative, the buzz of transfer speculation hums relentlessly around Old Trafford. Unfolding developments suggest a transformative summer transfer window looms, with the club's recruitment strategy facing intense scrutiny. The headlines are led by the anticipation of a dramatised shake-up, especially with Ineos magnate Sir Jim Ratcliffe now steering the ship. The boardroom's aspirations are clear, an overhauling aimed at rekindling the prowess of the Red Devils. Center stage in the unfolding saga is Brazilian winger Antony, a subject of polarizing debates across the Manchester United fanbase. After a debut season that promised much, his sophomore campaign has been marred by inconsistency. The player, whom the club roped in at a premium, now faces an uncertain future. It is Rudy Galletti who reveals the plans in place. A summer exit for Antony, providing an offer deemed acceptable, materializes. Simultaneously, United's gaze falls upon Crystal Palace's Michael Olise. Touted as top of the list, Olise symbolizes a fresh injection of youthful vigor and tactical versatility the club hopes to harness. While the search for winger reinforcements casts a wide net, the allure of Olise's potential contribution is an intriguing narrative to follow as the transfer window approaches, shifting the lens to the defence, an area pried open for criticism given recent lapses. United's ambition to strengthen the backline is well documented. The pursuit of solace could be found in the towering figure of Everton's jewel, Jared Branthwaite. With reports of an 80 million valuation, this potential acquisition would signal Ratcliffe's intent to make a notable mark, a cornerstone signing to eradicate the downfalls that have hit Ten Hag's defensive unit. An equally fascinating subplot lies with the current Leverkusen sensation, Jeremy Frimpong. The Dutch wingback, instrumental in his side's rise in Bundesliga, has been linked with United in what could be a $40 million move. His proficiency in the attacking third could rejuvenate United's right flank dynamics, which leads to a corollary, the future of Aaron Wan-Bissaka, who finds himself at a crossroads with reports suggesting Inter Milan as a possible suitor. The intricate weave of speculation and strategy paints a vivid picture of a club in evolution. What remains to be seen is how these potential transfers will shape the ethos of Erik ten Hag's squad and the tactical identity of Manchester United moving forward. As the world watches, Old Trafford braces for a summer that could redefine its footballing horizon. In the world of football, player relations and team morale are often as crucial to success as tactics and fitness. Recently, the internal dynamics at Manchester United have been a subject of considerable discussion amongst fans and analysts. In particular, Alejandro Garnacho's online activity sent waves through the digital sphere after the Bournemouth match, sparking speculation about the player's state of mind and his relationship with management. Furthermore, Amad Diallo's cryptic social media post following the same match with an emoji of a zipped mouth added to the narrative of possible unease within the squad. This backdrop of cryptic messages casts a spotlight on the challenge Erik ten Hag faces in fostering a united front and maintaining positive morale among the team's players. Ten Hag must also exercise his soft skills to navigate these sensitive issues and ensure his team remains focused on collective goals. Maintaining an open line of communication and transparent leadership will be vital for him to steer Manchester United through these choppy waters. In the realm of football, fan and pundit reactions are as pivotal to the narrative as the game itself. At Manchester United, opinions are swirling with the ferocity of a maelstrom. Pundits, those seasoned observers of football's grand theatre, have cast a critical eye over Erik ten Hag's campaign. Former England goalkeeper Paul Robinson has intimated that the manager's days at Old Trafford may be numbered, citing boardroom reshuffles and unconvincing game strategies as omens of impending change. United's recent on-pitch struggles have drawn ire and consternation, with suggestions that the club is not capitalizing on its rich vein of legacy and talent. Amidst the United faithful, there runs a current of discontent, mingled with that ever-enduring hope. In supporter forums and social media platforms, the dialogue fluctuates between support for Ten Hag's ethos and a clamor for more immediate success. Where some fans plea for patience, noting the embedded structural issues the Dutchman inherited, others rail against the lack of fight and cohesion in the lineup, calling for transformative action come the summer transfer window. The dynamic within the supporter base exemplifies the enchantment and turmoil of modern football, where legends are both made and unmade at the turn of a match and results rule supreme over the romance of the game. In other news, Manchester United's recent clash with Bournemouth took an intense turn, ending in a 2-2 draw. The match wasn't just about the goals, it was about the drama between teammates. United's captain, Bruno Fernandes, was pivotal, scoring twice to help his team recover from a sluggish start. But it wasn't just his goals that caught everyone's attention. Early in the match, Fernandes found himself embroiled in a heated discussion with goalkeeper Andre Onana over how goal kicks were being handled. Despite manager Erik ten Hag's efforts to calm the situation, Fernandes responded with a defiant gesture towards him. After the match, ten Hag addressed the incident, saying, "Bruno is very creative and brings a lot of energy to the team. He is acting as a captain should, expressing that we are all disappointed. We've dropped too many unnecessary points in our last few games." Ten Hag didn't shy away from acknowledging the team's broader struggles, especially in the first half. He appreciated how the team fought back, noting, "The good thing is, we fought back twice from a losing position. The team spirit is good. We could have been more composed and calm, but the opponent was struggling, which created many gaps we unfortunately didn't benefit from." As we wind down today's episode of Manchester United Daily, let's take a moment to recap some of our top stories. We explored managerial stability and challenges currently facing Erik ten Hag, unpacking the pressures and the high-stakes expectations set by Sir Jim Ratcliffe amidst a turbulent season at Old Trafford. We journeyed through recent player performances, casting the spotlight on standouts and those who have faced criticism, particularly Diogo Dalot's harrowing game against Bournemouth. Our discussion also shifted into the realm of transfer rumours, considering the strategic planning Manchester United may implement and the ripple effects of high-profile signings and potential exits, including Antony. Internal team dynamics surfaced as we touched on the cryptic message from Alejandro Garnacho, hinting at the nuanced relations and morale within the squad, and your thoughts and pundit perspectives were shared, reflecting the wide spectrum of reactions to the club's trajectory. Looking ahead, Manchester United faces a period of significance with fixtures, transfer news, and management decisions poised to shape the rest of the season. To our devoted listeners, thank you for sharing your time with us and for your unwavering passion for all things Manchester United. Your engagement is what makes Manchester United Daily not just a podcast, but a community. We hope you'll join us again for the next episode as we continue to bring you the latest from your favorite club.